The State Wildlife Board put finishing touches Thursday on a plan to manage cougar hunting. KUBR's Judy Fates has the story.
A team that includes ranchers, biologists, hunters, and wildlife advocates has been working on the plan for a year. Their new formula will help wildlife officials in deciding how many cougar hunting permits to offer. The plan tries to balance cougar populations with protecting people, businesses, other wildlife, and the hunting tradition. But critics like the Humane Society of America urged the board to scrap the plan.
The Division of Wildlife Resources Cougar Management Plan is based on the false belief that killing more cougars will grow mule deer and bighorn sheep herds. The best available science shows that this is absolutely not true.
That was Sunday's Hunt, the Humane Society's state representative. She said studies also show cougar communities fall apart when hunters kill mature adults. Each side stood by its own science and disputed the others. But supporters praised the plan for balancing the need to control predators with protecting cougars from being overhunted. Brett Selman is a northern Utah rancher. He says hunting helps protect his livestock from being used as instruction toys by cougar mothers.
Just last month, we had a cougar take 15 lambs in a single night. So 15 times 200 is $3,000 in a single night. You know, that's a pretty huge loss.
The board unanimously approved guidelines that can be adjusted as needed over the next decade. Judy Fays, KUER News.